Chapter 12, 12:15 p.m. Chase called his father during lunch. He answered on the first ring. 12:15, how's it going?
You're right about the time, and I'm fine, Chase said. I saw you on TV.
At school?
Yeah, in a classroom.
That must have been a surprise.
It was.
Chase wondered if his father would have even told him if Chase hadn't mentioned it first.
Cindy Stewart seems cool.
She is.
It doesn't sound like she thinks Emily is going to hit down there.
She might be right. And if she is, we may have to move this shack and shop closer to Emily's track. Tomas and I will stay here tonight. But if Emily misses us, we'll be heading up your way first thing in the morning to get you and pick up the rigs.
Great, Chase thought. A new record. One day in one school.
That might not be as easy as you think, Chase said.
What do you mean?
The clouds have moved in, and the wind's been picking up all morning.
Chase hesitated.
I think Emily is going to hit up here.
This was followed by a long pause on his father's end of the line.
It went on so long that Chase thought the call had been dropped.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
What other evidence do you have?
Nothing scientific, if that's what you mean.
Chase didn't want to get into Mama Rossi's soothsaying.
It's just a feeling I have.
Have they canceled school?
No, but a lot of parents have picked their kids up. The principal is married to that Richard guy on TV.
His father laughed.
Cindy's not too fond of him. You should have heard what she had to say off camera about St. Pete's number one news anchor.
What about Emily? Chase asked.
I don't know. They're still predicting that it's going to hit down here. But at this point, your guess is as good as anyone else's.
You want us to head up tonight?
I guess not, Chase said. You're already set up down there. If you come up here and I'm wrong, you might not be able to get back in.
Roads were often closed during a disaster, which was why his father liked to be at ground zero beforehand.
You know the drill. If you think someone's making a bonehead decision, don't go along with them. Remember that you've had more experience with storms than they have. Stick with what I've taught you. Do what you think is right. If the storm hits up there, save yourself. You're no good to anybody if you're dead, including yourself.
Chase could not remember how many times his father had said these exact words to him.
I will.
His father continued in a lighter tone.
I didn't get to ask you this morning, but what's the farm like?
It's a circus.
Wild, huh?
Literally.
It was obvious his father had no idea what Chase meant.
That's great. Well, I better get back to work.
Keep an eye on that weather. Call me this evening.
He ended the call.
Nicole walked up.
Who were you talking to?
My father.
What did he say about his television appearance?
Not much.
He's probably used to it by now.
As far as I know, that's the first time he's been on TV.
Really?
I would think he'd be on all the time, considering what he does for a living.
It's now or never, Chase thought. No more tries, especially with Nicole.
How long before we have to be back to class?
About 20 minutes. Why?
Chase started with his mother's and sister's deaths, then moved on to the lightning strike and MD emergency services, and ended with their arrival at Rossi Brothers' winter quarters. He skipped a few things, like his father storing away all the evidence of their former life. Nicole listened without saying a word until he finished.
I've never met anyone struck by lightning.
That's not surprising. Most people don't survive lightning strikes.
Believe me, it's no fun to see someone struck by lightning.
Especially your own father, Nicole said.
Does he have any other, ill effects from the strike?
You mean besides selling everything we own, becoming a nomad, and charging desperate people a ton of cash to help them?
Nicole grinned.
Yeah, besides that.
When he got out of the hospital, he got his ear pierced.
Nicole laughed. That sounds more like a midlife crisis.
Except for the fact that he had a jeweler melt down his gold wedding band and turn it into a lightning bolt earring.
That's a little strange, Nicole admitted.